Okay, so we're starting Yevamos Samach Aleph on the days, 61b. So it says in the Mishnah, Sugya Purvu. Okay, Leivatel Adam Mipirvu Revya Elam Ken Yesh Labanim. So a person is not allowed to stop to be Mevatel himself from Purvu, from having kids, unless he has kids, unless he has children. Okay. What does that mean, children? Beshamayon shnei zacharen, ubeshelal omrim zacharon keva. Shenem are zacharon keva, Abraham. So Beshamay says you have to have two sons. Right, we don't go that way. Beshelal says you have to have a son and a daughter. Because the Pasuk says, it's not clear how this is a proof, but the Pasuk says he created them zacharon keva. Right? That's God created Adam Risha and Adam Chava. So somehow Purvu is somehow based on that, related to that, something like that. That's Basil's argument. Okay, fine. So we're gonna leave off the Machlokas. I'm not going to take it up right now. Okay, because the Gemara takes up where they learn it from and whatever. So for the time being, we're just going to let it slide. It's interesting altogether the way it's formulating it, right? Levatel Adam Purvu Revya Elim Kini Shabbanim. It should say, like, Kama Avonim Yesh Ladan Yotzi Mitzvah or something like that, or what's the mitzvah? Right? It's a funny way to say the mitzvah. How many? He shouldn't be mevatel unless he has so many kids, right? You don't say shouldn't be mevatel blowing shofar until you hear 100 sounds or until you hear 20 sounds. Right? It shouldn't be mevatel. What's the mitzvah? Right? Funny way to say this. You know, it's machlokas. So whatever. It is what it is. Let's just leave it, you know. Just noticing it's interesting. Okay. The Gemara. Okay, so we're going to digress a little bit. The Gemara is not going to take out that machlokas just yet, so let's follow the path of the Gemara. Ha yesh lo banim. What's the implication? If you do have kids, mipir revyabatel, you could be a mevatel from Purvu, but meisha lo batel. Okay, but you cannot be mevatel from a wife. You still have to have a wife. Okay, you can't be mevatel from Purvu unless you have kids. If you have kids, you can be mevatel from Purvu, but you can't be mevatel from being married. How do you know that, Rashi? Isha lo batel, midiktani lo yivatel adam in Purvu, elam ken yesh lo banim, velo ketani lo yivatel adam isha elam ken yesh lo banim. It should have just says you can't be unmarried unless you have kids, right? And of course that implies that when you have kids you don't have to Purvu, you don't have to be married. Shema mino ha yesh lo banim meisha lo batel, the tzarech lisha isha. Even if you have kids, you still can't be mevatel from a wife, right? Aval in tzarech lachzor acha ru'i lo banim. It means you don't have to be you're allowed to be batel from Purvu. It means you're allowed to marry a woman who's barren, or who's menopause, or whatever. For whatever reason, she's not having kids. You're allowed to have merit, right? So it says, you can't be mevatel from Purvu unless you have kids. I mean, having kids allows you mevatel Purvu. The implication, though, is, by omission, that you cannot be mevatel from a woman, from a wife, even if you do have children. Okay? Why not? So the Gemara says, Mesaye l'Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. So this is a proof, supports the position of Rav Nachman Shmuel, the Amar Afal Pishesh Lo Ladim Kama Bonim, even though a person has many kids, also Lamad Lo Isha, it's also to stay single. Okay? It's also to stay single. Shenemar, it's a Pasuk, open Pasuk, Lo Tov Heyos Adam Levato, it's not good for a person to be alone. Funny source for Anissa, right? Funny source for an Isser. I mean, that's just talking about in creating Adam Rishon or whatever. I mean, it's funny to say that's your source for an Isser to stay single, right? Okay. Well, for the Gemara, Ikadamri. Another way, right? Ikadamri. Hayesh lo banim. Another way to read the Mishnah. You have kids, batim pirvev, yeu batim lami meisha. Okay. Okay, and there's the opposite deduction, right? That you can't, right? That you can't, that once you have kids, then you're allowed to be bato. And not only allowed to be bato, even allowed to be bato from a wife, right? It's funny to have the opposite deduction, right? So Tosos, right? What does he say? Ikadamri me'isha bato. L'hai lishna dayek midalokatani lo yisa adam she'ina baz banim. It doesn't say that you shouldn't marry a woman without children. Unless, if you had to be married, for sure. If the other way, that you definitely had to always be married. It's just the question is, you have to marry a bas banim or an ein bas banim. So should it just says you can't marry an ein bas banim, a woman who can't have kids, unless you already have kids. But it doesn't say that, so the implication is that there's no given that you have to be married. So lo yivatel peruvu means unless you have kids, then you could be yivatel peruvu, and you could also be yivatel from marriage. That's why the fact that it didn't, if it were a given that you have to stay married, it should have said it in that context. The fact that Mishnah didn't do that is this Ikadamri is interpreting that, no, the opposite deduction, that even if once you have kids, that's it, you could be single. Okay? In which case, if you learn that way, name a teviti of the Nachman or Shmuel, right? The implication then that ends up knocking off Nachman or Shmuel, because he holds lo tov yasam levado, that you're not allowed to stay single. So if you learn the Mishnah that way, then it's a kasha on him, because he's an amora, right? And he can't argue on the Mishnah. So according to the Yigit Amri, so this Mishnah is an attack against him. So it says, lo, no, ain lo banim, no se ishavas banim. It means that if you don't have kids, then you have to marry a woman who's a bas banim. Yesh lo banim, no se isha, the love bas banim. Okay, you marry a woman who doesn't have kids. Nafkamina, limkar servitor, vishal banim. So nafkamina between if you already have kids or not. It's not clear what this is doing, right? You could translate, but it's not. What's it doing here? Low. And he's changing the diok. He's right, and it's kind of going like the first way. It seems right. So he's saying is that it means if you have banim, then you could be batal from an isha. Oh, yeshon batal on an isha means you'd be batal from an isha bas banim. Or is he misinterpreting what he meant? And he didn't mean that you'd be batal from an isha against Rav Nachman or Yitzchak. Nachman or Shmuel, rather he meant the imbato from an isha vasbanim, and you can marry a woman as an ena vasbanim. In which case, it's not really any different than the original girsa, right? Right. And the nafkamina is if you have kids or if you don't have kids, is could you sell Sefer Torah in order to marry a woman who has kids? So if you already have kids, then you can sell a Sefer Torah in order to be a Yomakayim Peruvu, because that's halacha. You're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah for anything but, I think, get a learning and having kids, I think. So the saying is, it's assuming, it's enough, it's if you don't have kids. If you already have kids, you can't sell a Sefer Torah to marry a woman who's a childbearing kid, just to marry a different woman. So they're saying that's the difference. The saying is, you could be batal. Right, you'd be bottled from an isha, right? Bottled from an isha of bas banim if it's sefer Torah, if you need to sell sefer Torah. Okay, let's not get into that. I mean, we're going to get to this part. We will get to this. But on the tosos we have to do, I mean, we'll get into the sefer Torah part. But let's leave it alone for now, okay? But basically, the Gemara had Hamin Maskana here that the Ikat Amri was arguing on Nachman and Shmuel and saying is that no, you're allowed to stay single. And there's no isser to be single. Once you yotzei peruvu, period, that's it. And the Gemara backs off. It says, no, we didn't mean to do that. Rather, Nachman Shmuel is back on. Okay? So essentially, you have what's going on in this Gemara is Amin Maskana about whether or not the Mishnah is in support of Nachman Shmuel or not. So apparently, Nachman Shmuel's halacha is somewhat negotiable. It's not an intrinsic, automatic thing. You could argue. And it turns out, there is no argument, but it seems like, at least logically, it's not, doesn't have to be. It's a chiddush. It's from Nachman Shmuel's chiddush, and we found the Mishnah against it. We'd reject it. It's not like it's not a Minnesota halacha shesinai. It's like a svara or something, whatever, right? So that's what we want to look into. Okay. So what's the problem with it? You're not allowed to be married. You're not allowed to stay single because of lo tov yesod levado. Okay. Okay, are we good so far on the facts? Any problems? All right, that's our question. What's the halacha geser? Because God created Adam and Rishon in a way that it wasn't good, God deemed that it wasn't good for him to stay single. Therefore, I, individual who want to stay single, can't stay single.
Context.
So I think the Rambam actually gives a halachic source for this thing, or a halachic basis for it. So we don't have to make things up. We have, the Rambam actually explains the thing. So there's two places where the Rambam talks about it. So there's one in Ishus, and the other is in Isarabia. Okay, so let's start in Ishus. So in Ishus, so by the way, the Peruvu in the Rambam, it's good to know, is in Ishus, Perek Tesvav. Okay, all the Peruvu is in the Rambam, and Perek Tesvav in Ishus. Okay, and if you're looking for it, it's hard to find, because it's almost everything except for the beginning of the halacha sound, the beginning of the parak sounds like it's talking about something else. So if you're just scanning through the parak, you may not notice it. But, whatever. So it's the 15th parak, basically, has all the halachas about Purvo. And then at the end of the 15th parak, you should know also he has marriage advice. So if anyone's looking for marriage advice from the Rambam, it's at the end of the 15th parak of Ishus. Okay, it's interesting. Interesting to go through. I went through a number of years ago. I'm not anywhere on that. Yeah. Okay. It's interesting, though. I'd recommend that it's, interesting halachas. Okay? Really about it. Okay. So let's do. So we're going to do. So they referenced us to the Rambam Tezvav. Perek Tezvav. Halacha. Tezvav Tezayin. Af al pi shekiyem adam mitzvah peruvya. Even though a person's yosei the mitzvah peruvu, hari mitzuvin the resofrim shle yivatam elifras v'leirvos kozman sheish bakoach. So there's a derabanan. Okay, and we'll take this up. But we haven't done this yet. But there's a derabanan that even if you already have your boy and girl, where we hold like Vesel, boy and girl, even if you already have your boy and girl, midrabanan, you should not be mevatel, that same lashon again, you shouldn't be mevatel from peruvu as long as you have the power. Okay? As long as you have the power. It's a derabanan of peruvu. Okay? And that's a halacha. I mean, either it's easier to not do that, either to find the heter to not do that than to not have kids in the first place, but that's in theory, that's a halacha. Okay? It's a derabanan of peruvu. Why? Shekala most of nefesh achas b'Yisrael ki luban olam. Because anyone who adds one soul in Klal Yisrael, it's as if he built the entire world. It's nice. Okay? Because I guess the one kid lives another kid in a simple pshat, right? It means you have one kid. The world started with Adam and Nachava. Now all of the entire world population came from them. Right? Or from Noach. Right? So you see, you make one kid, it's like, it's the way these things work. Okay? It's exponential growth. Something like that. I think that's an old pshat, what he says. Okay, I don't know if the Rambam has a source for this. So the Gemara says a different pasuk, like a different source. I don't know if whether Rambam exactly got this phrase, but whatever. The chayim, so that's not asya, right? That's not the idea of... In fact, in our Mishnah, they say, our Mishnah is not like this shita. This is the position of Yeshua, with this Darabanan. But the Gemara says our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yeshua, because our Mishnah sounds like that's it. Once you have kids, that's it. You can be a vatel from a Yisha Basbanim. You can marry a woman who's barren. No problems, right? So this is not... That's Shita Rabbi Yeshua, the Rambam's passing like. But our Mishnah doesn't seem to be going like that. Okay, so this isn't yet us. Now, the second part. V'chein mitzvahs chachamim. It's also the mitzvahs chachamim. Not mitzvah to resolve from a mitzvahs chachamim. Commandment of chachamim. He... Shelo yeshev adam below isha. Person has to be single. Shouldn't sit single. Okay? Well, whatever. Shelo yavo dehir. Okay? So he doesn't come to her. Shelo teshev isha below isha. Shelo techshad. And a woman shouldn't stay single either because she'll be suspected as being like a prostitute or something like that. People will think, start making up rumors about her or whatever. Okay, so the man was saying, why shelo yavo dehir? Right? Shelo yavo dehir. Okay. Okay, good. So we'll look at Yisrael Bina. In Zion, he also talks about Lo Yisrael de Makara. It was a king of islandess. Katana, she didn't really love it. So can't, you're not allowed to marry a woman who can't have kids. Elim can't keep it. Proverbia. Unless you already did Peruvo, or you have another wife to have kids with. Okay, so that's saying, so that's just because of Peruvo, the mitzvah of Peruvo, you're not allowed to marry another woman, right? You're not allowed to marry someone who you're not going to be able to say Peruvo with. Right, but in this case, it's talking about, the halacha that we're talking about is assuming you were Yotzei Peruvo, then you still shouldn't stay single. So it's a good question. What's the difference between Mitzvah and Divrei Sofrim and Mitzvah Chacham? It sounds like, look, Mitzvah and Divrei Sofrim is like a Tzura, Midrabanan, and Mitzvah Midrabanan. They took Peruvu, which is a Deraisa, and they gave it like a Midrabanan form. Mitzvah Chachamim sounds like advice, but I don't know if it's advice, but something like that. Like, it's not necessarily part of a halachic mitzvah, but it's just like a freestanding esar, something like that. Commanded you, you're not allowed to chance it and say, I'm going to try not to have here. Something like that, you know? It's a different type of, it's not as much of like a structured institution, I would say. You know?
That sounds distinct.
I mean, that's a good point, Shmuel's saying, is it doesn't sound exactly like Lotov Yosem Levada. Right? But that's what my father's saying. It's like maybe Yisiba Eldim Rishon says, right, he was, that Chazal say that he tried sleeping with the different animals and he wasn't happy, and then it says Lotov Yosem Levada. So maybe it means that man would be Mahar. Yeah, it doesn't. It's not directly the same thing, but it could be. It sounds like that's the Rambam's halachic spin on Lotov Hasel Mada. It's not Tov, means it's not good for a person. He's not going to be able to function properly, and he's going to come to error. It's not a proper way for a person to live. So something like that. I mean, but yeah, we have to think about that a little bit, how this fits into the halacha.
Right.
Yeah, okay, good point. Good point. Okay, so let's look in Yisrael Bia. This is in Perek Chaf Aleph, I think. What does he say? Perek Chaf Aleph? Yeah. Chaf Aleph, Chaf Aleph. Okay. So in this halacha, it's not that, inside, it doesn't tell you that much. But Ein Ish Rashoi Leishay Beloisha, man's not allowed to stay single. Beloisha Karav is Kena Sheinu Leilaid. Nor could you marry someone who can't have kids. Okay. It's a question. Does he mean, assuming you weren't Yosef Peruvu? I mean, he doesn't specify, but you'd think that's what he means, because otherwise, why not? He said you could. Right? A woman does have a right to do that, not to get married or to marry someone who can't have kids. Lisa Bacher Zakina, Lisa Zakin, the all does, she's always like, Gorimus Nos. Okay, different problem. So you're right. So Matt, you're saying it's contradiction. It sounds like a woman is allowed to stay single forever, right? But over there, he says a woman isn't because it's gonna tzivu chachamim, because it's gonna cause chashat. Yeah, that's a good question. Right? It sounds like a contradiction. Yeah. Okay, I don't know. I'm not gonna take that out. But it's a good question. I don't know. I didn't look into it. Maybe if I see something, I'll let you know. Did anyone see anyone who explains that? I think is what we have to do is we have to figure out what this thing of Shalei Vodehirah is. It's Mitzvah Chacham Shalei Vodehirah. Like, where is this Isser coming from exactly? So I think the Rambam in this parak in Yisur Bia has that there's a number of Yisurim like that, which are based on this principle. It's not the only halacha that's based on Shalei Vodehirah. So I think in order to get a context of whether or not, because that's the question here, here's the problem. Is Azam Yoskana about, are you allowed to stay single? Do you say you're not allowed to because you don't hear her? Or you say, no, you're allowed to. So what's the question? Are you worried that a guy's going to have her if he stays single or not? I mean, is that sounds like a psychological question? Or like, what's the question? Or do you say, no, he definitely will, or he definitely may? It's a question whether halachically that comes under the assertion of they hear her. So in order to get into that, presumably we'd want to know a little bit about this concept of shalali yod hear her. It's not an isolated halacha. There are other halachos which are shalei v'deyir. So if we see a little bit of a bigger picture of where, you know, those types of halachos, so then maybe we'll be able to see whether this fits in. Right? Is this questioning the whole phenomenon of the Isser of Yerur? I doubt it. Right? I mean, I don't think the Havmina would be there's no problem of error, or there's no such thing as Yisurim would be cause of a Shabbala de error. So then what's the, where's the room to have Havmina Skanda like this? Right? Isn't it a clear fact that it's a guy staying single is a chashash that he's going to come to error? So what's, where's the room to have Havmina Skanda here? Right? That's what we have to do. So that's why I think in order to do it, I think it would be wise for us to get ourselves into this institution of Shabbala de error a little bit, and then we'll be able to, you know, pursue this particular. Yes. So let's look at, let's read some halachas in the Rama. Okay, digression a little bit, but things worthwhile. So anyways, I guess we could start at halacha Yirchas. Chof halaf Yirchas. I mean, I think it's really a test, but let's see Yirchas. Then it might be related. Okay. So asur lehotzi shechva zeh al-batal. Okay. So it's asur to spill your seed batal. Matala means presumably not for the purpose of Purvo. Right? Something like that. The Fikach lo yadam dashmi b'fnei mezorim v'chutz. So that's, what's dashmi b'fnei mezorim v'chutz? So that's a method of birth control, which is basically you have beer with a woman, but then you pull out before you ejaculate. So this way, I don't know if it's a very effective method, but it's a method. Okay? So that you're not allowed to do that. That's what they say. Aaron Onan did, right? Aaron Onan did that, right? That's what the, you know, Aaron Onan, the sons of Yehuda, who were killed sons of Yehuda.
Yeah,
with Tamar, right? They didn't. That's what it says. They didn't want to give Zera to their, right? Whatever. They didn't want to destroy Lux, and they didn't give Zera to the dead brother, whatever. But that's what they did. Okay, they had Bia with her, but then they pulled out before they ejaculated, this way they wouldn't impregnate her. Okay, she knows how to do that, because that's what all. And you're just having the Bia, the pleasure of the Bia, I guess, and you're not, it's what all. You're spilling, let's suppose, the Vilti, Shichais Arts or something like that, right? So spill the seed on the floor, basically. Lo yisa katana shenu lelele, nor could one marry. This is interesting, but I don't know if we'll get into this. But nor could you marry a katana who can't have kids. Okay, which is not clear why that's shavuot tala. Not clear. What about a woman who's menopause? That, I mean, I don't think anyone says that's a problem. So let's leave that alone. I will elushim enough and biyad and motzin shechazera. People who do it with their hand and the shechazera, not in a mice to biyad that you pull out early, but just. With one's hand, lo dai lahem shu iser gadol. It's not enough that it's iser gadol. Ela shedosadav zeh benidoy hu yoshev. The person who does that is a nidoy, or should be a nidoy. Aleihem ne'amar yedechem damim ilayu kilo harugu nefesh. So your hands are full of blood, and it's as if he's killed. Okay? Nidoy is like excommunication. Chayram. That kind of thing. Okay. So I don't really want to go into the sugya now. The question is whether the more in doing this, because we have to, I guess, to figure out if Hiro is tied in with this. Okay, but that is a given. This is you're not allowed to do this.
Hero?
What?
Does he mention Hiro?
Not yet.
Oh, not yet.
Not right. Yet. So far he doesn't. So far he's just talking about the Shechazel of Atala. He's not talking about Hiro yet. Okay. V'chein asar l'adam sheyikashe atzmo l'das. So a person can make himself hard on purpose. Or bring himself to hear her. Okay. Ela im yavalo hear her. If hear her comes upon him, because the person, you say you can't bring yourself to it, but what are you going to do? This is the kind of thing that happens. So yasialivam indivre havai vashchasa. He should turn his heart from words and matters of emptiness and destruction. Destructiveness, l'divrei Torah. The Torah, try to distract oneself, those energies, away from sexual towards Torah, to sublimate energy. Shehi ayalas ahavim v'yalas chayim. Which, I'm not sure exactly what that means. It's, somehow it helps. Okay? It's a proper, gracious type of involvement, and that's a, presumably it's a positive thing. I just didn't look it up. Okay? Okay. The fika chasad and lishan al arpo upon of lamaila. A person shouldn't sleep on his back with his face upwards. Ad shiyata me'at. You should turn a little bit. Kedeshalav le'kisha. that somehow will cause him to become a Bekisha, to become hard. This is the same halacha in the Franco. He shouldn't stare at animals that are copulating. Right? But if that's your job, then you're allowed to actually manually insert the, you know, put the animals on one another, because that's your job. You're not going to, it's not going to cause you. And that's what they say. Doctors is also a similar thing. It could be a OBGYN because that's his job. It's not going to cause you. It's an idea of bimlachta in Moscow. Fine. So he says, let's review this halacha. So the first thing, previous halacha was you can't shechazar atala. Then he says, it's also asur to make oneself hard or to cause hirah, to bring hirah. Okay? That's to cause it directly. Therefore, he says, you're not allowed to sleep on your back, which somehow causes it, or causes the kishoy, and you're not allowed to stare at these animals because of shemavidah, because of hirah. Right? So it's not clear if these are because of Sheikh Zerah Atala. He doesn't say because if you have Yura, then you're going to have Sheikh Zerah Atala. He says, V'chein. Sounds like it's a separate Isser. It's not clear what the Isser is, but it sounds as an Isser to bring yourself to do actively be Ma'arer, or now then secondarily, you're not allowed to do things which will bring you to Yura. Right? And let's keep going. V'chein also Adam Al-Stakal V'Nashim Shein B'Sha Hashem Al-Nasal Kfusa. Person is not allowed to stare at women when they're standing, then they're washing. They used to wash their clothes or whatever by the river, and they would have to lift up their skirt a little bit or whatever, so that's, you know, it's there. A filu stakel b'big deit tzeva shalisha shimakira, aser. Or to stare at the, I guess, the undergarments or some sort of thing of a woman who you know. It's aser. Shalei v'dehira, because that's going to cause you to come to her. Right, I guess he's saying it just you don't know who it is, then maybe it wouldn't come to your heart. And here is, it has to be this a person who you're going to hire about. Just undergarment or some kind of clothing, maybe you wouldn't do it. Okay? So these things are also things which will, you know, do certain activities which are going to lead you to here. Misha paga, you should be shook. If you bump into a woman in the street, also halachacharei, you can't walk behind her. La rots misagel tzadim alacharav, go on the side of her behind her. Chol malach b'shuk acharei isha is a mekalei amaretz. If you do, you're like a kal, you're a light amaretz. La yavar adam pesach isha zona, atchiach garba amos, don't go close to the house of prostitutes. You should be 4 hours away. It's fine. The osu l'mishe in an osu l'shadu mavushav, so you shouldn't touch your erva. This also will cause you hear her. Even under your belly, you shouldn't put your hand because it will cause you to hear her. Fine. Okay, it's the same types of things. So, Havdalit, Chasidim Rishonim, Bligdoshon, Aspar, Echarim, Shalom, Eolam, Lon, Estakal, Mila, Shalom. One of the Chasidim Rishonim never even looked at his Mila. So, Meham, Misham, Aspar, Shalom, Hisponin, Meolam, Mitzuras, Ishta. He didn't even think about the form of his wife. Vimnesha, Libo, Pon, Midivre, Havada, Divre, MS. Because their heart was turned from the Rehavai to the Re'emes, Shehem Ochazos Leva Vakadoshim. It grabs the energy, it grabs the heart of Kadoshim. Okay, one more. Mitzvah Chom Lahasi Adam Banav Nosu Son of Pirgam. Mitzvah to marry off your kids young. Shehem Yenichem Yevodez Nosu over here, because if you're not, they'll come to Nosu here. Right, what's a single guy supposed to do? It's going to cause to come to here. Well, Zeh Ne'emar Upadigan Ochal Sechta. Yosu Lahasi Isha Lekata and Shezekim was Nosu. Fine. And then he has a halacha that he can't stay single. Okay, which he says other, and the Ishus is also Shiloh Dehir. So you have a lot of things here, basically. There's Nesur V'Yerur, right? And you see there's a lot of activities that you're not allowed to do, which generally cause a person to have Yerur, right? And certain things which don't cause you to have Yerur, okay, if you're an animal breeder, then that's fine. It's not going to cause Yerur, right? So now the question is, where is there room for a question about whether or not a person is allowed to stay single? Right? I mean, it seems like reasonably to assume that it will, right? That it will cause a person here, right? So Shmuel is basically doing a good first step. He's saying is that maybe the one difference between this case and all the other cases is that here you're not doing something. You're not allowed to have here. You're not allowed to actively think here, right? That's the first halacha that I'm asking. then you're not allowed to do actions which will bring on Hirah. To sleep a certain way, to stare at animals, to stare at women, to touch your erva, to walk behind the women, right? Things like that. Those are you're actively bringing on, you're doing an action which is mukhsak to bring on your. You know how to do that. That comes under the isra of your. Right? You have to be intelligent. You can't do things which are causing your. But here it's a little different because here you're not doing anything, you're just not doing something. You're not, right? You're just not getting married. So who says that it's so to speak, I'm chayev? It's almost like it's a mechayev, you're saying, right? It's like mechayev me to get married. The other case is not mechayev me to do anything. It's just answering me from doing something. Here you're saying is you're chayev to get married. That's already a halachically different thing. What am I doing? I'm just not, not getting married? So now you're telling me that this is going to be mechayev me to go and get married. So that's not so simple. So that's what you're saying is avina. Rav Nachman Shmuel's chiddush is that actually is asar. To be Eshet Elisha. So I'm just saying we have to understand what's the maskana, what's the svara. But I just wanted to reference you a relevant Gemara. It's a good Gemara to know about. I don't fully understand it, but there's a point which is relevant to our discussion here, which is says like this. It's Bava Basra and Zayin and Ves. It says, V'otsam Einav Miroz Bara. It's talking about a tzaddik. A tzaddik is someone who closes his eyes from seeing evil. What's it talking about? The person who does not stare at women when they're washing. Okay? So that's what a tzaddik is. Okay, the pasuk I think is in Yeshayahu. Yeah, Yeshayahu Gemara. Okay? Holich tzidkos, it's talking about a really high level person. So it says like this. So, hechi dami. Okay, hey chidami, what are we talking about? Okay, one second. Hey chidami, because the pasuk Rashi says, pasuk is describing the guy, which is implying this is a tzaddik, a guy who closes his eyes from seeing ra is a tzaddik. A guy who doesn't is not a tzaddik. It's not a rasha. You don't call you a tzaddik for not being a rasha. That's not a tzaddik, right? So it's implying it must be there's a case here where this is an action of tzidkas. But there, if you wouldn't do it, you're not a tzaddik, but nor are you a rasha. So it says, the Gemara says, hey, chidami, what's the case? If there's another road to go on, there's two roads to go on, and you're choosing the road where the women are, rasha, then you're a rasha. Rashi. It's rough, right? Rashi, v'afa pishotim enav, even if you close your eyes, right? Yeah. He's kind of a Rishon, huh? Shaloha yalo lekarev, elo lehartig min haveira. Because you shouldn't have gotten close, rather you should distance yourself from the haveira. The kaimalon, hartig min hakiyar. You have to distance yourself from kiyar. Don't think yourself you're a big tzaddik and you go on the road with all this nose and then you close your eyes. That's not it, because that's Rishos. Don't go there. Even if you manage to pull it off, what are you doing? Right? So if there's another road and you're going on the road and you close your eyes, that's tzaddik. What are you going there for? So you'll have to say it's talking about where there's no other road, right? So either lekadark achrita, but if there is no other road, so that sounds good, right? So why not? It says anasu. You're an anas. What are you supposed to do?
He's not the guy who closes his eyes, or just
no? The guy who doesn't close his eyes.
Isn't that good though?
Oh, it's good, but Anasu is saying, why is he a tzaddik? It says, Anasu in mistakel derech halichaseh. For Anas Rachmana Patre? Oh, so it's Anas Rachmana Patre? V'lama maskiko akazev l'hatzimeinav? Why is the Torah, the Pasuk, forcing him to close his eyes? The Mishaveach krosh meinan the tzarech l'hatzimeinav? The Pasuk is dispraising it. It means this, so you have to do it. Saying so you have to do this. But why does he have to? It's an Anas. It's funny, funny reasoning, right? Right? Funny reasoning. Saying is why is it praising him? What do you want him to do? He's an honest. How's he supposed to not look? What do you think? He's not a human being. Right? He's an honest. If he doesn't have a road, that he could do. He could chose to not go on the road. But once he's on the road, what do you want him to do? You're saying he has to close his eyes? How's he supposed to do that? So the Gemara says, "Lo olam deleka darka achrina." There is no other darka. Afilu hachim yiboy le'elaminas nafshei. He still he should force himself. Rashi lahatos ein ol tzara acher to turn his eyes to the other side. Hainu nishlevech kra. That's the pasuk describing the honest nafshei chasid. If he manages to force himself, he's a chasid. Okay, so that's a chasid. Yeah. Right.
So he's not a
Rasha. Yeah, right. Exactly. What it's saying is that right? If he doesn't turn away, he's saying he's not a Rasha, because he'll say, look, he's an honest. But if he could manage to muster up the strength to turn himself away, which he probably won't be able to, because he's an honest. But if he does, he should, but if he does, then he's a chassid. But you don't say he's a Rasha if he doesn't. In fact, he's an honest, an honest one, Patre. So I, this hearer. I presume there's going to be her, but he says it's honest. What are you going to do? Right, it's also going to slack on the woman, and it's like, but what are you going to do? Look, what you could do is not go on the road. But there comes a point that even though, in fact, it would seem there's going to be her, he's going to be looking at the woman, but there's a reality to the fact that, look, well, what are you going to do? So that's what I'm saying is similar to Shmuel's point. Is that you could have argued, so the guy is single, so is he going to be Mahar? Yeah. Probably, but well, he's not us. The answer is to cause yourself, to actively cause yourself to be Mahara. Right? So that means, first of all, it means to dafka, think thoughts of Hera, consciously, or to do activities which will, by their nature, bring on Hera. But just going down the street, there's only one street and you have to go to work. So that's not, I'm not doing an activity that brings on your error, that's just going down the street. But choosing that road, that's, you can say, is. But here, what am I doing? I'm just walking on the street. So that's not an activity that causes the error. It's just a fact that I may end up having error. But that's not, I have error. So it's not a good thing, right? A father should try to marry off his kids to prevent that. It's not good for a person's philosophically, psychologically, whatever. But Obama, that's not the answer. So it's saying is, so you'd say, Shmu is saying, that so similarly, if a guy is single, so that's it. Is he going to have hero? Like, you can't have a hominous kind of that a guy's not going to have hero. A guy's single, so that's human nature. He's going to end up having hero. Right? The quantity you could argue on, but there's going to end up being hero. But that's not necessarily awesome. It's an honest. The chiddush of Nachman or Shmuel is you don't say that. You don't say that. Rather, you say it's also to stay single. So then my question is, so Shmuel's point seems to be good, is that there's such a thing as honest? So you'd say, is look, you're not allowed to do something which causes error. Here you're not doing something which causes error. You're just single. So it's an honest. It's like going on the road. They're not doing something that causes error. Error is a phenomenon. It's a fact of human nature. Sometimes you have error. So you try to get rid of it. You try to learn Torah. But it happens, it's not the answer. The answer is to cause the error. Nachman Amar Shmuel's chiddush is asur l'adam leishev below isha. So chiddush is that it's asur to stay single. Right? That's his chiddush, which is the chiddush which the Gemara is saying maybe it's not so simple. Maybe the Mishnah is undermining it. It's not so simple. It isn't so simple. Our job is to figure out, how is it asur? Or why is it asur? Or whatever, right? We have to get exactly his formulation, or what's the question? What's the conceptual question, whether or not it is us or not? Okay? So let's try that. Let's try that for tomorrow. And then let's also try, after that, I think we're ready to try to figure out this Tosos. Okay, there's Nafka Mina Limkar Sefer Torah. Okay, that thing. Yeah. Okay, we also have Shmuel's question. Is Lo Tovus El Mado somehow tied in with this whole thing? Yeah, maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
What does that mean?
It's not good for man to be alone. Okay, so...